Good morning and welcome to today's oil market update with Callum McPherson. How are you doing today, Callum?
Very well, thanks, Toby. Yourself?
Yeah, really good, thank you. So it's been a relatively quiet week for the oil market, it seems. Do you think this $55 per barrel area has become sustainable?
Certainly, there has been a decline in the daily rate of new positive tests in the US, which is encouraging. Sorry, I'm talking about the virus there, obviously. But there's also been news over the weekend about further delays to the rollout of the vaccine in the EU, which is not so good, and we still have the risk of new strains potentially causing new waves of the virus. So we're certainly not out of the woods yet. But I think the direction of travel is at the moment is certainly helping to support the market.
Okay, and we did have the International Energy Agency report, which downgraded its demand outlook in the report it published last week.
Yeah, the monthly report from the IEA, as you say, came out last week, and they have significantly cut back some of their demand estimates for the first half of the year, but because of the new strains and the increasing outbreaks we've seen, I suppose particularly in Europe, so for example, for their first quarter, they were forecasting just under 95 million barrels per day of demand. They've reduced that to 94.1. And in Q2, they've reduced their forecast by 600,000 barrels per day. So these are pretty big adjustments. But they have, at the same time, increased their Q3 and Q4 demand output slightly because they're expecting that vaccinations will lead to a more rapid improvement in the situation later in the year. And overall, for the year, though, there is a significant reduction, though. So they're seeing that the outlook for demand for the whole of 2021 being 500,000 barrels per day lower than they previously forecasted. So that's coming down from 97.1 to 96.6 million barrels per day.
And what does this mean in view of the OPEC Plus agreement in December?
Well, I think OPEC Plus, and particularly the additional million barrel per day cut from Saudi Arabia over February and March, actually preempts the kind of weakness that the IEA is worrying about. The IEA estimated that OPEC were going to produce 25 point, or sorry, did produce 25.2 million barrels per day in December, so pretty much in line with November levels. Whereas the 10 members that have signed up to the cuts, along with Russia and others, agreed to a limit of 22.12 million barrels per day over the first quarter of this year. And we know that Saudi Arabia have made this additional 1 million per barrel a day cut for February and March, and that's 666,000 barrels per day on average over the whole quarter, and that brings the output from these 10 members that signed up to the cuts down to 20.92 million barrels per day for the quarter. So it's a significant adjustment down from their output in December. Now, assuming that the three other OPEC members, Venezuela, Iran and Libya continue to produce about 3.6 million barrels per day, OPEC in total will be producing 24.5 million barrels per day on average over this quarter. And that is well below the 26.5 million barrels per day that the IEA is currently predicting they need to produce in order to balance the market. In fact, it's 2 million barrels per day below that. So what all of this means, in spite of these adjustments to the demand outlook that the IEA have introduced, is that their figures, in my interpretation of them, is that we'll see a deficit of 2 million barrels per day over the first quarter of this year, which is a pretty significant deficit, and continues the kind of deficits we saw towards the end of last year.
And are there any particular levels to look out for?
Well, I think firstly, there's you mentioned the fact that OPEC, sorry, that Brent has become relatively stable in the sort of 55 area. I would say that the lows of the current range are in the low 54 area. So that's 54 is definitely an important level to look out for. We have actually broken the trend line that you can draw through the low from November and some subsequent dips on the way up from there. So you know that's one thing to consider already. But we're still well above most of the other major support levels. So the moving averages, we've got the 50-day at just under $51 per barrel, the 100-day is at 46, and then we've got a 200-day moving average at 42.5, and also a major trend line support lies somewhere between the 100 and 200-day moving average, and that goes back to the low from April.
Lovely. Thank you for the update, Callum.
Thanks, Toby. Bye-bye.